Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because the gecko's climbing ability is unmatched by anything in the natural world, scientists have been working hard to replicate its gripping skills. And as Tony Gamble, postdoctoral researcher at the University of Minnesota, explains, species in the gecko family have evolved this remarkable feature multiple times.
The climbing abilities of geckos have fascinated people for centuries. Geckos are a type of lizard and consist of over 1,400 species, about 60% of which have adhesive or sticky toe pads. Adhesive toe pads allow geckos to run across smooth, vertical, or even inverted surfaces like ceilings with incredible speed. Recently, scientists have discovered the molecular mechanisms that allow geckos to stick. Hundreds of thousands of microscopic hair-like bristles cover the underside of each toe, each of which can potentially adhere to a surface using weak intermolecular forces. The combination of all these bristles working together generates enough adhesive force to support the whole animal. Knowing how geckos stick is just part of the story, though. How do these complex adhesive toe pads evolve? Scientists have long thought that sticky toes originated just once, or at most twice, in geckos. An alternative hypothesis is that sticky toe pads evolved again and again in different gecko species, a process called repeated or convergent evolution. To answer this question, my colleagues and I first needed to understand how different gecko species are related to each other. We used DNA sequences from hundreds of gecko species to make a gecko family tree. We reconstructed the evolutionary history of adhesive toe pads by tracing or mapping the occurrence of sticky toes onto this tree. We were amazed to discover that adhesive toe pads were gained 11 times. And just as extraordinary, once gained, adhesive toe pads were subsequently lost in 9 different gecko groups. Gecko toe pads, therefore, represent an example of repeated evolution. Biologists are particularly interested in this phenomenon because the independent gains and losses of sticky toes and geckos can be thought of as natural experiments conducted over deep evolutionary time. By studying these replicated patterns, we can gain a better understanding, not only of gecko biology, but of the fundamental processes that drive evolution.
That was Tony Gamble of the University of Minnesota. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.